This is Vatican Radio. In this, the final reflection in our three-part series on Holy Week, we look at Holy Saturday and the emotional void left after the events of Good Friday. We also ask, what are we as Christians called to do as we wait for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus? Monsignor Eugene Silva, English language official at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, talks to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the importance of being alone in prayer at this time. We come now to Holy Saturday. And someone said to me, they take part in all of the Holy Week ceremonies and events, and they said, well, nothing really happens on Holy Saturday. Yeah. What are we called to do on Holy Saturday? I mean, is this the time to be very reflective? Is this a day for reflection?
Well, I think you bring up a great point that from Saturday morning to the vigil, even in the parish, a lot of times, you know, people are wondering, what do we do? And so I think personally, I think this day is so important because it gives us an opportunity to sit and experience the stages of death, of Christ's death. And how are we emotionally and in prayer with that? How are we understanding? How are we moving through that so that we prepare ourselves to enter into the celebration of Christ's resurrection? So now, practically speaking, in parishes, I mean, we bless the foods for Easter. We do the prayer services in the morning. We do a lot of social outreach on Holy Saturday. But I think it's a time to also be alone. Be alone with the Lord. For we've been with him at the table of the Last Supper. We've been with him in the garden. We've been with him in the Holy Sepulchre. And how do we then just prepare ourselves to be with him in his resurrection? Because for me, the emotion, of course, on the vigil and on Easter Sunday is of joy. There's nothing else because, I mean, joy, in fact, is the very first word of the gospel. You know, kyrie in Greek. I mean, what did the angel say at the Annunciation when he was telling Mary God's will for her? Kyrie, rejoice, O highly favored daughter, for the Lord is with you. And I think this is, you know, God made us for joy. God is joy. And this is who we need to be as Christians. And the source of our joy is Christ's resurrection. And again, joy, though, is very unique from happiness. It's, you know, it's not, I know you wanted to talk about feelings and emotions, but happiness is that feeling and emotion that is based on the circumstances of our lives. So when everything's great, when I'm well-fed, my relationships are good, when my weight's where I want it, I'm a happy guy. But we know that life has its seasons, its ebbs, and its flows. Can't always be happy. You can't. I mean, only people who have a lot of issues are always happy. But we can always be joyful because joy is not based on the circumstances of our lives. It's based on the fact that God loved us so much that he sent us his only son who suffered for us, died and rose. And when we realize how loved we are, the only response can be is joy. And I often think, in fact, I'm working on a talk now that I'll be giving in the week after Easter in Cairo for the first Middle Eastern Congress on Mercy, just a few days before the Holy Father gets there. And it's amazing, in the Acts of the Apostles, the encounter between the Ethiopian eunuch and the Apostle Philip. Philip goes out to meet him to break open the word, and he goes in mercy. And we hear St. Luke say, the man returned home rejoicing. The very same word that the angel spoke to Mary at the Annunciation is the very word that Luke uses to capture how the Ethiopian feels on his way back from Jerusalem through Egypt back home to Ethiopia. He was rejoicing. And this is what we need to share with the world. We need to share mercy so that people can know joy. And as Christians, I mean, Pope Francis tells us all the time, you know, we need to encounter people with authentic joy. And yet I feel so bad at times because we as Christians look so dour. It's almost as if, and this goes back to, though, if you look at, I mean, there was a recent study that I read that, you know, a percentage of Catholics, Christians, don't believe in the resurrection. I mean, how can we not believe in the resurrection? I mean, that is, it's as troubling to me as if so many people who go to church on Sunday don't believe that a personal encounter with God is possible. And it's the resurrection, our trust in that. It's our personal encounter with our God who has a name and a face that are the sources of our joy. And so for those of your listeners, you know, to take Easter Sunday, to take that vigil, and to enter into a personal experience with our Lord who is risen. And just allow yourself to be that, like that Ethiopian, just rejoicing. And I can't believe that he returned home to Ethiopia not telling a lot of people along the way, hey, you want to know the source of my joy? I met this guy who treated me with mercy. His name was Philip. And I came to be baptized, and I came to know that Jesus is Lord. Yeah, and it's joy. It's hope. It's facing the moments of apathy in our own life that I think are lessons and examples and are opportunities for us how to move forward in a life of faith during Holy Week.